dangerous, approach with caution. I plan to buy your most personal belongings when they up for auction. Man, truth be told, I think about it often. The petty king, the overseer of many things. I wish that I was playing in a sport where we were getting rings. I wouldn't have space on either hand for anything. West Hollywood, know my presence is menacing. Cosa Nostra, shady dealings, racketeering. The syndicate got their hand in plenty things. The things that we've done to protect the name are unsettling. But no regrets though, the name will echo years later, none greater. Death to a coward and a traitor, that's just in my nature.
So, I have officially bought consulting.com, and in today's video, we're going to be going through a week in the life. I'm going to be talking about the purchase of the company, what that means, along with a few other announcements, and also taking you behind the scenes at one of our events for our advisory firm. So for those of you who do not know what consulting.com is, they are one of the largest education companies really ever in our space. It was previously owned by Sam Ovens and Rian Doris. For me, this was always just a legacy business that I wanted to have in my control, in my possession. So I'm very happy to now say that I've bought the entirety of the company, everything it ever was and everything it is in its current standing. So that means the domain, all of the intellectual property, which for me is very important. Just so you guys understand, this company did about $75 to $80 million in revenue. That means the customers handed over, paid $75 to $80 million for these products. And these are the same products that I now own. And very exciting for any of you guys who have ever bought any variation of Monetize or any variation of my previous agency programs, I am now very happy to say that you will get access to Consulting Accelerator, which is a $2,000 product that the market paid almost $60, $70 million for. You now get that entirely for free. So please make sure that you check your email as well as log into the community, because you now have free access to this program. I've also already made the announcement to all of the Apex members, which was our higher ticket agency program we offered for a while. You guys also get free access to Up-Level Consulting, which is consulting.com's 6 to 10K program. I know for a long time they sold it for 5,800, and then I believe by the end it was almost 10K. So you guys have already been informed, but you have that program entirely for free as a gift from me. So I'll go ahead and leave some of the statistics on screen of what some of the consultant.com customers have managed to achieve with these programs. That, as I said, any of my previous customers from those programs will get entirely for free airdropped as a gift from me. So that's one of the big reasons I wanted to buy this company with all of its intellectual property. This company was basically just a sleeping giant. Now, if you want to know how much I paid for this company, I can tell you it's more than seven figures and it's less than eight figures. I'll let your imagination run wild as to how much it actually was, but bear in mind the domain in of itself is worth $3 to $5 million. And that's been verified by multiple domain brokers. Now you might be wondering, what do I actually plan on doing with this company? In all honesty, when I purchased the company, I thought I would take the intellectual property and just give it as a free gift to all the customers. And then from there, list the domain, sell the domain for, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 million. Domains like that aren't things that are liquid. You know, they're not going to sell in a week, or a lot of times even within 6 months, or a lot of times even within the year. You know, you list it, within a few years, you get a buyer. But the more and more I thought about it, the more appealing it was to me to actually revive this company. You know, this is a company that in its height was doing $36 million a year. And unfortunately, in my humble opinion, was grossly mismanaged in the past in the way that it was run. So I've now decided that we're gonna take our advisory firm. We have something which you guys are about to see soon enough called AFL. It's an advisory firm for the top info businesses in the world. It's fully B2B. We have clients in there on the low end who are making anywhere from $500K a year, all the way up to our top client who made $120 million last year. So I decided, you know what? Let's bring consultant.com back. We're gonna rebrand our current advisory offering into consultant.com. So we now have our advisory offering at consultant.com. And we also have something very big coming. It's no secret that I absolutely love the info space. As it currently stands, we are one of, if not the best in the world at it, and definitely the best at advising on it. As most of you guys know, I'm a co-owner in WAP, where we're processing $120 million a month in payments. So I have a lot of oversight into how this industry functions. Obviously now being the owner of consultant.com and also holding the record on WAP for the most amount of money made in 1 hour, 24 hours, 7 days, and 30 days. In fact, we broke the 30-day record in 48 hours and 19 minutes. So it's kind of cool because at our advisory firm, we're basically almost like player coaches. You know, we coach from a high level and, you know, we're also owners in the backend platform, but we also still go out there and play in this space every single day.
When everything is put to rest and everybody takes a breath and everything gets addressed, it's you alone with your regrets. All that pumping up your chest. All that talk about the best, you know how sticky it gets.
All the way down to monetize, which is closed for the foreseeable future. We're in this cool place where, as I said, we have clients of ours that were making $400,000 a day last year. But inside of monetize, we also help people make $40 a day. If they just want to dip their toes into the digital product, informational, coaching, consulting space, we help them do that as well. So I love this space more than anything. This space truly changed my life. This space for me is the most villainized, overly criticized space. Quite frankly, I actually think in the world, and as more and more people are moving away from the old traditional education institutions, I believe that digital products, online info, online coaching, this entire space will finally start getting the respect that it deserves. I'm seeing it day in, day out. I'm seeing platforms like Spotify even release courses sections. I'm seeing the top people on earth who, you know, 3-4 years ago were making fun of online courses and this and that. I'm seeing them now all of a sudden launch online courses and online programs. So I genuinely feel more excited for the space than ever before. And I also just want to give a massive thank you to all of our customers and all of our clients. I'll be honest, I do a really bad job at showing all of our customer results, our student results, our testimonials, all this stuff. And I think it's just because I don't want to be marketing 24/7, but genuinely, I don't know anyone else that gets this level of results for our students, for our customers, and continues to improve our products and also continue to give our customers benefits years after they bought. I mean, we have a situation now where customers who bought 8 years ago are now getting a product that the market spent $60, $70 million for in that region. And that is a $2,000 product, which is more expensive than what any of these customers paid for. And I had to write a very large seven-figure check in order to make that happen. So I know I really don't talk about the work we do enough. And I think that's just because I feel like it. I don't want to be marketing and selling, and I feel like that's almost selling. But yeah, shout out to all of our customers, especially the new latest monetized customers. Once again, I'll put up on screen our current Monetize Mania leaderboard. We're doing a 90-day competition where at the end, we're giving away $250,000 worth of prizes. And I'll show you the top leaderboard right now. I think our top person's made $300,000 in the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, something like that. Once again, I'll leave that up on screen, and I'm very, very excited to see the top 30 winners at the WAP HQ in New York later on this year. Now, with that long monologue complete, let's go ahead and get started with the beginning of this week in the life, where we are in the car on the way to Coworth Park to see some of our clients.
What are we saying? Where are we going?
We are going to Coworth Park, which is a Dorchester collection, a countryside estate here in the UK. And yeah, we're going for a 3-day AFL event, a bunch of AFL clients. I think there's a couple people outside of AFL as well that are coming along, but and yeah, booked out the whole place for 3 days, all the rooms. So it's gonna be cool. It's like a full immersion experience, which we've never done before.
We're on 100 people coming, huh?
I think about 80 people.
Yeah.
80-ish people coming. So yeah, gonna be sick. Some of the WAP team's coming as well. Shout out to WAP for sponsoring it. So yeah, it's cool because obviously, you know, majority of our AFL clients are also using WAP. So I think it's cool as well for them to meet a lot of the WAP team, you know, the people behind the madness, behind the magic. So yeah.
So we booked out the whole place. Surely that isn't cheap.
I don't want to talk about it.
How much it cost, bro?
I don't want to talk about it.
How much it cost?
Well, okay, well, actually, let's see. Because sometimes you're weirdly spot on with things, and sometimes you're so out of touch.
Me?
Yeah,
this is cost. True.
Okay, how much do you think it costs?
How many nights?
Two nights. 3 days, 2 nights.
Is that close to 200?
380. Dollars, though. So whatever that is, 320 pounds, 300 pounds, something like that. Wow. Like all in with everything.
Yes. Wild.
No, it's expensive.
It's wild. It's
definitely expensive.
What are you looking forward to the most?
To be honest, what I like about this is there's not too much pressure on the teaching itself because pretty much everyone in here is an AFL. You know, they're not like, oh, if I miss this thing, it's like, if you miss this thing, like, don't worry, we can chat about it next week. So what that means is like we can also pad it out with more activities. I'll be honest, a lot of people in our industry, because most of the time like the stuff we do is offline, or sorry, online, they just want to meet like cool, good people in the industry and just like, you know, form like genuine friendships. So yeah, you know, we have a lot that we're breaking down. We're doing a full breakdown of our last event, 8 figures in profit from that, which is the first time we've ever done 8 figures in profit, at least from an event. So yeah, breaking that down, breaking down a bunch of other stuff that we've never talked about before, because that like ability to do in person and have that real feedback. And then also, you know, when I'm talking about how we build our team, you know, it's a different story when you can see how they all operate in person, like right there and then. You know, I had a friend of mine who started a multi-billion dollar company the other day, and he literally messaged me and he's like, bro, where do you find all these people? Like, your team's incredible. And for me, like, I take that as such a compliment. I take it as compliment and also like proof of concept. I think a lot of people can't comprehend how we do so much between any of the companies, whether we're talking about making literally the fucking sickest eyewear on earth. And I say that hand on heart right now, like
the New Hill stuff is just, it's a different league, quite frankly. So whether it's that, whether it's the sickest pre-workout on earth, I'm the most critical person of anything that I make. And if something's not the best, I won't use it, and I'll just keep refining it until it gets better and better. But anyways, whatever, that's a side tangent. The main point that I'm trying to get across here is, like, I think a lot of people, they sit and they wonder how we pull off so much. And also the thing is, like, all my team is internal, you know? My team's internal, and we take our stuff very seriously, and that's the secret. You know, if you want to know what's my secret to success, it's my team. And by the way, getting talented individuals is one thing. Keeping them is a whole different story. And that's, I think, where we actually excel even further, is keeping talent for years and years and years. So, yeah. Anyways, all that to say, like, there's stuff we're sharing here that we've never shared in public, because obviously there's no recording, as in, like, everyone gets a recording after the fact. But, you know, there's some sensitive stuff that we're cool sharing, but we just don't want it on record. Obviously, this is the place to do it. So, yeah, we're sharing a lot of very insightful stuff. But then outside of that, I booked out a whole pub. I think that's today.
2-1-1-9!
I just want people to, like, fucking let loose live and just, like, you know, let their guard down and just actually speak and chat with each other and whatnot. And then tomorrow we have a black tie event, so that's gonna be sick.
The gang is back in town.
The gang is back in town.
Jeez.
The gang is back in town.
So yeah, there's just a bunch of, like, fun activities planned out. Clay pigeon shooting, I think, is today or tomorrow.
It's just so much stuff.
There's so much stuff we're doing. Like, there's so many activities that we're doing.
Driving in now.
There we go. Coworth Park. Just so you guys understand, like, we have this whole place to ourselves. All the acreage, all the cottages, all the, like, everything. Tristan!
You want to handle it for me?
Yes, Iman is the visionary that stays always 10 steps ahead.
Who scripted that? I have to make clear that I did not script this, because, bro, so some of it is like, yeah, the visionary behind blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, I can't be saying that by myself. Like, whoever scripted that, thank you.
ChatGPT.
Who's this Iman guy?
You're
a visionary.
Iman Gadget is an author, entrepreneur. You always got to throw author and philanthropist in there.
Best selling book.
I mean, Alex is going to be an author now.
Me. Best selling book.
Bro,
what's the update on that?
Yeah, when does it come out? It's
getting made.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. When does it come out? September?
Do we get a friends and family discount?
Not discount, we can get a signature.
Can I? Yeah, I want a signature. I'll get a book. I want a sign.
That's going to be worth millions, that signature.
Millions.
All right, guys, so some more very exciting news. This right here is Alex's new book. So this will be coming out hopefully in September, potentially October. Let's see, based on delays. It is going to be a limited collection. It's going to be a limited run. It is 250 odd pages of our life for the past 3 years. And not only photos that we have never released anywhere else, I will be honest, about 99% of photos we still couldn't put in here because, quite frankly, our kids will see this one day. So we wanted to keep it timeless, but there's a lot of stuff here that's never seen the light of day anywhere. And there's also about 10 to 15 pages of passages, real diary entries from Alex as he lives this fucking crazy life that we have over the space of the last 3 years, poems, a heartbreak, a triumph. Like, there's so much in here, and I'm just so excited for you guys to see it. I'm telling you right now, this thing will sell out, and it will sell out quick. So I'll let you know when there's more information on when this comes out, and I'll probably release a wait list or something. This is a limited run, so we're in the process of ordering the units right now. And yeah, it's just hilarious because Alex is an author and I am a publisher now, which is just so ridiculous. But it also makes for some great jokes when he's chilling out and I'm shouting at him. I'm like, I need my next book. Your publisher's calling. So I'm telling you right now, this is going to be generational. This is something you want to keep on your desk, whether you use it as a source of inspiration, maybe a source of learning lessons. Because it's not all glitz and glam. I mean, even the front cover of this book reads, all the glitters isn't gold. So you guys see the highs. A lot of times you don't get a intimate insight into the lows and what sort of emotional burden this kind of life, potentially even your dream life, can have on you. So we'll keep you guys updated once this comes out.
Your client that we're all working
with? Yeah. Yeah.
Clean setup. Where's Icon?
Where's Icon? Icon is... Why, you want to say hi?
Yeah.
Cool. Icon is... Ah, they're here. Wait.
You just got to look for the most refined gentleman in the establishment when you come here.
What's up? How's it going? I'm sure there's so many cheaper places. Like, for example, you don't need to fucking do an Ibiza of all places. Like,
that's true.
We just went to South Africa. Okay, you fly to Durban.
Ooh.
You fly to Durban, it was like 2 hours away. Bro, we had the whole game reserved for 15 grand.
100%
Not the game reserved, the whole, all 20 rooms or whatever. For 15 grand for 3 nights.
Wow.
And it's like, you don't need anything nicer than that.
South Africa may be the solution.
What's the visa? Like, come on, why?
But knowing me, I want Babylon Storm.
Also, just like, yeah, just, there's so many more interesting places you could go. And it'd be cheaper.
We can do it together.
I'm down.
Let's do it. Next Intelligent Change Summit hosted by Iman Ghazi.
Your community is so different. Yeah.
So, oh my God.
So different.
Bro, it was so funny to see that.
Like,
so quick interjection here to give you guys a bit of context. Alex, that I'm speaking to, Alex Icon, absolute superstar, like one of the greatest souls alive. If you guys ever use 5 Minute Journal, that's his company, Intelligent Change. He's an avid Banya enthusiast, but I took him to our go-to place in Dubai called Dubanya, and he absolutely fell in love with it. And every single person I take there absolutely falls in love with it. Even people that go every single week to other places, because yeah, shout out Dubanya, they really take their craft seriously. So now we're basically discussing opening up our own Banya place. This is a very well-known establishment in South Kensington that we were thinking about potentially reviving. He sent over the cost, so it'd be about £3 million. I'm still super down to split it a few ways with some of our other entrepreneurial friends. I know that it will make absolutely zero money or financial sense, but I guess you just get to a stage in your career where you don't care about most of the things people aspire to, or maybe you're just mentally kind of past that phase. I'm kind of in a stage now where I just like owning things, whether that be legacy businesses, new up and coming businesses, physical locations. We even have our physical location opening in May of 2026 for our eyewear brand. And that honestly makes me so happy. Like, I just like, I don't know, I like physical tangible things, whether that be businesses or legacy assets, legacy properties. Those are really the things I've been buying the last 2 years or so. And speaking of investments that maybe don't make full financial sense, but are a little bit more legacy focused and nice to haves, I might be having an announcement coming out soon about buying a stake in a football club. So anyways, that's a story for another day. Let's get back to the vlog.
What happened to the Banya in London?
No, we scoped it out. It doesn't work.
Yeah?
It has to be a very expensive passion project.
I have like 5 people who would be down though.
Hey,
listen, I'm down to lose on it. I don't care. It just, what you said, 3 million to get it going?
3 million pounds.
GBP, sterling.
This is the Banya.
No,
private
Banya. Why 3 million?
The vision is an elite Banya club. Because he took me to Dubai,
yeah?
Which
I was
thinking
we really
good.
Something small.
It's
like
the coldest cold plunge in the world.
Yeah.
Did you jump into that thing?
What?
It's like 2 degrees.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
It's insane. I mean, there's cold plunges and then there's a Dubai cold plunge.
Well, the thing is, in Dubai, like, there's also two Russian guys who are just like, make sure you stay in there.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
No, and then like taking hot water, pouring it on your head, on your hands. And
that's why it was such a good experience, because there's no way of escaping.
Right.
Like, because I'm like, okay, like I'm done. Like, I'm going to be here as long as they tell me to be here.
All right. Is everyone ready? Hello. All right. Well, amazing to have you guys all here. Obviously, we are in a beautiful location. We're going to spend the next 3 days together on site. So conserve your energy. It's going to be very intensive moments. Obviously, one of the beautiful aspects of this is you guys don't need to like stress and try to write every single thing down, because if you miss something, just ask us next week on our call. So obviously, everyone's in ADFL and that kind of takes the pressure off. You look around at all the acreage, all of that is ours. Obviously, I'm sure team needs no introduction. I'll hand it over to them for a few words shortly. We have a few presentations lined up. As I said, everything is recorded, so you guys will get that in the next couple of weeks. So don't worry if you miss anything. I also just wanted to give a big shout out to WAP team. Can you guys raise your hands? Ari, Corey, there we go. We're going to be talking on Friday primarily about our last event. First time we ever hit 8 figures in profit from an event, which was always a goal of ours, just as, you know, honestly, just a badge of honor in our space to be able to pull it off. And quite frankly, that would not have been possible without WAP's payment infrastructure. So, you know, I have a fiduciary responsibility to be your guys' advisor and tell you what's right and what's wrong. You know, when it comes to other conversations of how to run your info business, you do have options. When it comes to payments, I'll be honest, you don't have options. WAP is the best, hands down. There's nothing that comes close to it. So yeah, go speak to Corey, go speak to Ari, talk to him about your business. At the end of the day, you know, we like you guys making more money. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million.
I approve of this so far. Lots of meat, lots of protein, vegetables, halal apparently.
There we go.
And some chickpeas. We haven't gassed. Some proper barbecue in the British summertime. Does it get better than that?
I don't think so.
When you get married, mate?
Listen, I feel like every time you put the camera on me, it's always the same question about marriage. I don't know if I'm going to do it, to be honest. I feel like there'd be some sort of agreement I'd have with someone. Be like, look, we're going to have some kids. We're going to have some sort of relationship. It's not going to be a normal one. I'm going to do my thing. We'll see how it goes. I may change my mind in a few years. But you're talking to a guy who does not want to settle down right now.
But you want a family?
Yeah. I want kids for sure.
Yeah, but like a family where you're present as a father.
Yeah. I don't agree with the guy not being present. We were on a family holiday. My brother's had a kid, all my cousins have had a kid. I was the only adult there without a kid, and I was like, I feel like something is missing. But it was interesting to observe how life changes when there is a kid in the picture, and it is a big change. Listen, I'm 34 still, right? I've got a few more years before it starts to get a bit concerned.
So you start changing your ways now?
No, I don't need to. I've got some good candidates already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They know that they exist in this list?
I think they like to think that is an option.
Usually what I recommend people doing is you start with one container event, so let's call like one webinar. You promote that for like 30 days or so. We're gonna be hosting this webinar.
We're doing two of those.
But you need to go heavy on paid traffic as well on that.
Oh, paid traffic, you're not doing
because
paid
retargeting, right?
Yeah, retargeting.
But
warm audiences.
We spend $1,000 on retargeting.
No. You need to spend more than that, bro. You need to pump those numbers up, bro.
We're really scared. Yeah.
You know what the problem with organic?
We need to study.
Just your message doesn't reach your entire audience just with organic. Yeah. That's why you cannot get those numbers live. But when you have paid, like this person know you, they want to see your stuff, especially if it's something exciting like an event. It's just that your message doesn't reach them because they're not seeing, they're not gonna be watching all your fucking stories, all your videos. So you need to kind of like force your way for them to see you and then they join the event.
All right.
Me and Jan went on a trek through the forest. We were walking like 40 minutes, had to climb over the fence. Amanda told us to definitely not do it because we will die, but we didn't, so here.
Sounds like a fun evening. How's that?
It was lovely. Yeah? It was lovely. I'm hungover though. Bro, I'm hanging from yesterday.
Bro, you can't hang,
bro. Bro, did you see you?
Wait, tell me, how did the session go?
It was lovely, bro.
Yeah?
I mean, listen, you know what Luis is like.
Yeah.
So it could have gone on for like 6 hours.
Talk. It's crazy talk, you know? It's like amazing. It's like one of a kind. You will never find something like that. It's like top secret. 1% information that you can get only here in these secret events, you know?
Sometimes the answers are right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and you just don't see them. But genuinely, I told everybody yesterday. Yesterday, because it was the first day, you ease people into it. So we talked about our company, how it's all set up. What people need to understand is to deliver these results, you need a company that's bought in. So how you structure that company, how you make sure everybody's ready for the grind is very important. And then day two, we got into the technicals of like the biggest launch we ever did, which was a couple of months ago. So we went into the technicals of every part of how we crafted that offer, execution and everything. And I think that's why everyone's a little bit mesmerized now.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, shit. Look who woke up.
What? I've been away.
The hardest worker.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
The right moment in time, man.
I thought we lost you last night.
Sorry?
Thought we lost you last night.
Me, bro, come on. I'm a veteran.
Yeah?
Another day in the life.
Another day in the life.
How was the session today?
That's great. It's killer.
Yeah. Heavy. Yeah. Good. It's good, though. Really tactical, you know?
It was really good.
Nice.
More information, you know, like more powerful. It was like, I love the event stuff. I think that's where, like, most of the things are. So.
Seeing like the inner working, specifically the lead scoring too, right? Yeah. Like that's the secret sauce in doing that at scale. It's hard to pull off.
And the big thing is like you don't have to do events to learn. You get me? Like it's the same shit.
Yeah.
As Iman said, and it's same for everything. Everyone
kind of just has to apply the same things and tactics and then see what works for you and what doesn't, and then take from that and keep on reiterating and growing. It's crazy.
Shotgun is designed to sit in your shoulder pocket. Between the ball joint of your shoulder and the clavicle was a fleshy pocket.
Hang on a minute. Let me just write. Okay, we need to put the gun in your shoulder like that. Now put your head on the stock. Okay, now. You see? Right, try not to look at the barrel. Look at the clay. Okay, so we've got this one. There you go, here.
You've shot before, bro.
I have shot before.
Yeah.
But I'm making sure that all the clients today get a good shot at it.
Excited? You know,
yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun. Are you going to shoot?
With this?
Yeah. Different kind of shooting.
She pulled second time and I hit them both. And I was like, I guess I'm just like him or
I'm
something.
Just born. Yeah. Born to do this. It's a bit of a different gun than probably what you get in America, right?
Like a pump action. It's much shorter.
Yeah.
Like the stock is very short, so I'm shooting like this.
Yeah.
Normally, way out.
You're out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lewis, how was it?
I was shaking already. I was tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
Really?
Yeah. Guessing up. My cardio from High Rocks gone.
Quite well here. It's
good.
Right. Man, who's next?
I didn't know I was this good at pigeon shooting.
This one's harder.
This one.
Yeah.
Why?
You gotta be quick.
Good job, man. Thank you.
How was this one?
So cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the first time I'm shooting. Yeah. So much fun.
Okay, Mara, woke up.
Alright, I need shots flowing, I need activities, I need people engaged. Everyone knows the mission.
Don't talk at our own people, no friendly fire.
Yeah, no. You said no friendly fire, don't talk at our own. I'm trying to know what the future holds, hey, but it ain't for you to know. To myself like the usual, yeah, but it ain't for you to know. My vision clear, never lose a hope.
Yeah, when you said that in the video, you're like, yeah, just charge high ticket, and then you can scale. And I was like, that makes so much fucking sense. Like, how did I not think about that earlier?
Yeah.
I mean, I told Sam this quite often. I'm like, listen, the nice way possible, like, how you can't be telling people to do low ticket MR when you've never done low ticket MR. Like, you don't know if that model works. Yeah. Like, Mosey, all his stuff was super high ticket. Sam, mid and high ticket. Yeah. The money was in the high ticket. It's actually easier as a beginner to start with high ticket. Oh, opinion. Much easier. Like, it's so much fucking easier. Yeah. Because if you just do low ticket just to get to, like, 10K, your audience has to be massive. It's pretty good. Like, pretty fucking good size, yeah. No, listen, we've done a lot of shit. Horrible. Annual's horrible. For you, it's fine. Because why? There's enough touch points on high ticket. Because basically, people have anxiety. They're like, oh, cool, I'm going to spend $1,000. You think your thing's not, like, high ticket? It's, like, mid-ticket? Ours isn't high ticket. That's mid-ticket? No, I mean, if that was 1K. Yeah. Now it's 1500 and we're increasing to 2K, but even 2K is mid-ticket, in my opinion. Yeah. Point is, like, when I say mid-ticket, it's like you don't speak to someone before you buy. But the point is, like, you guys know you're not going to, like, you don't have anxiety that you're going to get billed for 15K. Yeah. Like, or if, like, you know you have someone to speak to, whereas the issue is when you charge 1K, people have anxiety. They're like, okay, cool, in a year, I'm going to get billed another K. And it's like, it just, it doesn't make sense.
What's up, guys? Sean Charmer here. I came to the 8-figure license. Manor Mastermind was amazing, bro. I've paid for probably 100 different events, paid everybody to come to their event, and the attention to detail, the concern to make sure everyone's able to get what they want out of the experience was just next level. They gave us goodie bags. It's just really cool when you get some sunglasses, you get some big day powder. It's just next level, man. But more important than that, got to learn exactly what I was trying to learn. Got to meet some high level people. And more importantly, got to meet people that are doing big things. You know, I've done 8 figures multiple times in a lot of different industries, but it's hard to meet like-minded people because we're just so busy. We're all over the world. But when you get to come to events like this and you get to pay Iman, you get to get a network that's going to allow you to really level up and take whatever you're doing and take it to the next level, but also get access to investment opportunities, stuff that you haven't even thought of. So it's just cool, man. You got to get around people that are doing what you want to do and even doing bigger things than what you are if you want to get to the next level. So just make sure you guys pay and invest in yourself so you can get to the next level, bro. Don't stay in the same place. And 100% recommend paying Iman. Recommend coming out to the mastermind. It was one of the best experiences. The food, the events, the people, all top notch, a true 8-figure experience. The cool thing about Iman is he's not hiding what he does. So when he says his executive team is going to break down how they do certain funnels, how they did an event launch, they really break it down. They tell you exactly how to do it and how they did it step by step. They're not scared to hide some of their numbers. And I think that's really cool because you need people, you know, if you're trying to learn from them, they got to be able to be transparent and they can't gatekeep some of the secrets. That's what happens with a lot of people. You know, you might pay them, but they're not willing to tell you how they do it. And I think the cool thing about Iman is he's really willing to tell you how to do it. And you'll find out there's a lot that goes into it, but because you know how to actually do it, you can actually replicate it. So I think that's the cool part, man.
One of the reasons that I joined the AFL was because, you know, I'm new to the info space. Mm. Although I kind of, you know, I'm not saying I know a lot about it, but I knew about how the industry operated and, you know, if you get it right, how successful you can be in terms of, you know, cash collection. So I've spent the last 5 years building my construction business, which is a heavy organisation. Now DX Academy helps other construction business owners build, scale and grow their business and ultimately, you know, get them off the tools, implement systems, get their time back, etc. Yeah. So what I've been able to do with AFL is, you know, really get a good strategy for executing it, and it's been, you know, a good start to the year. So listen, I'm looking to kick on and, you know, grow that to to multi-seven figures.
And you've obviously been to the coaching calls. You've had, like, obviously, you get direct access to C-suite, to Iman. How's that been, getting advice off people who have obviously been doing this for, what, coming on to a decade now?
Yeah, I think it's been so beneficial because anything that we need to know or anything that I need to ask, I know that I can just, you know, jump in the chat, get an answer, or I've got the calls and I can jump on, and it's like there's no question that can go unanswered, if that makes sense. So like we get yesterday at the event, we, like, you guys literally just broke down your full strategy for the biggest launch that you've just done there for a new product. So to actually understand the infrastructure, the processes and actually how much work goes into that, it's amazing to see it being executed at such a high level. But I know that I can take a lot of inspiration away from that and put it into my business. It's important to realise that, you know, you guys don't hide anything. So like people have asked some private questions that, you know, I'm sure maybe even, like, you know, a man in the team would be like, fuck, do we need to answer that?
I mean, but, yeah, we've had to turn the recording off in a few instances,
but,
because obviously,
you know, it's been answered. And I like that, because, you know, that you're not holding anything back. Whereas, you know, I've been in events and, you know, you ask questions and it's, you know, they're diverting away from it or they're not giving you real answers. But I guess people are, you know, they're asking for a reason, right? We're all, in my opinion, high level guys here, right, that are looking to get to that 100%. You know, next trajectory, basically. So for us, you know, some of these questions could be really, you know, getting a valuable insight as to what's actually going on. So yeah, mate, it's been great, and like you says, like, it's been really inspiring. It certainly gave me, you know, a bit more fuel in my momentum.
100%.
And I've needed that, not gonna lie. Over the last few months, it's been so hectic. So for me, you know, it's came at a perfect time. You know, I needed to get in an environment where, you know, my fire's really in my belly and stuff like that again, mate. So
yeah, that's what these events do.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, listen, I've got a lot of great ideas and I'm looking forward to just executing them over the next 3 months now.
So yeah, so I'm in the French market. It's been like 4 years. I had an agency doing pretty well. Like, you know, we've done like over 8 million for ourselves, and I transitioned to Done With You because, like, I was tired of the agency model. So, you know, like, I just saw Iman basically having this new offer. I was interested, and actually I just decided to join, so I actually understand how to play the info game right, how to get it right.
And you've been to a few, obviously, programs before. You've been to a few, you know, similar kind of things.
Of course.
How have you found your experience? I know you've come in and you've had that one-to-one call with Iman when you've come in as well, which I think has unlocked a lot for you in terms of your offer and stuff.
Exactly.
Just how have you found having access to Iman, the team, and everything within AFL. How have you found that that's helped you in the business?
I spent like, let's say, over six figures a year, like into mastermind and stuff across the French market and English speaking market. And most of the time, you know, like there's always like one or two takeaways, right? Whenever you go to these events. But here, honestly, I was shocked because like when you have a look at the price, like, and you put this in comparison with the value I got out of it. Like, I'm not even talking about like, you know, this physical mastermind, just about like AFL in general. Like, I think I got my money, I mean, value worth my money, like in maybe 2 months.
That's
you
insane.
Know? That, which is insane because you get access to the C-suite, you get access to the vault, to all the SOPs. Mm. Of course, we're all busy. So I did my best to show up on calls, but even by doing like, you know, one call per month, like the golden nuggets I got there were things that I don't have them that accessible on other masterminds.
How have you found this experience here in person? Because this is a different energy, different vibe, right? You get everyone together. We've had some keynote sessions. We've had some investment advice, so much. How have you found this experience?
First of all, you have people coming from like, you know, all across the world, which is like beautiful. And honestly, like, you know, whenever I go to masterminds, like I'm sometimes like the biggest guy in the room, sometimes in the middle. But when you try to approach a guy who's doing like 10 times what you're doing, there's always this ego, or he will like, you know, not really pay attention to you. Here, bro, there is no ego at all. I have people like doing like, you know, like 60 million a year, people making like, you know, let's say 1 million a year, and they all bond together. They all, you know, like exchange numbers, strategies, you know, there's always something you can learn from other people. So yeah, like the group is very like well selected.
Yeah, my name is Ayub. I'm a Muslim. I work with Muslims and I do financial education for Muslims, so 0 to 1. For anyone that wants to start a business, a halal business, there's not many people doing that.
Yeah.
So it's what I mainly focus on.
Yeah, and how have you, obviously you've had conversations with Iman, with the team, you're very active on the, Ayub's one of them guys who's very intentional. I always say this to people, he's like very clear, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to get, and he gets it, right? So you do that when you come to coaching calls, you're always asking very specific questions and getting that information. How have you found that process of like speaking directly to, say, for example, Luis, Iman and stuff like that? How's that been and how's that been implemented in the business?
The main thing I say I really liked was, you don't fluff around. I hate that. People also know me for that a little bit. Even in my videos, I'm like extremely straightforward. Why would I cook, like go around and like fluff this where I could just go straightforward? And I found that and I really like that. So I could speak to, I mean, Louis, Max, whatever, and I speak to them, I wouldn't feel like I have to explain a whole bunch of things and then they give
very
me the
direct,
if this and maybe this, and then they give me the answer. It's like, no, I want this. All right, cool, boom. And that's okay, cool, I got it.
Yeah, and you've been like that in the community as well. Like, obviously, you're one of the guys we've often, you know, we've talked about internally as well, that Ayub's like super helpful. And I think that talks to your humility as well, right? That you come into the community, if somebody asks a question, you know, everyone's busy, you're busy, everyone's busy, but you will literally take your time out to watch someone's YouTube video and give them like detailed paragraphs worth of feedback, which I think is absolutely amazing. How have you found that, like, interacting with the people in the community and here as well? Like, what would you say about the people or the caliber of people in 8-Figure License?
Before answering that, part of the reason why I do, like, help people and this and that is I genuinely enjoy it. And I feel like if you've been blessed with knowledge, a big thing that you have to do is share it.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, you're not that busy.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
First of all, thank you for the event.
Thank you for coming.
Insane. Why is it so cheap?
So ladies and gentlemen, that is what a nearly $400,000 three-day event looks like. It was not cheap. Once again, it did not make sense financially at all, but especially in this online space, like when you're together, there was some clips that, you know, we didn't show in there, but I remember even the black tie event, we were outside having drinks on the terrace. It was like 20, 30 of us until 5 in the morning. I remember the sun came up. I'm like, how? I've been sat here having conversations with people for 5-6 hours. This is insane. And I guess that's a testament to how much we love this space, how much our clients love this space. And I think for us, especially at the advisory firm, like we just want to do cool shit. That's honestly what it comes down to. And it's funny because you saw that clip where one of our clients at the end literally came up and was like, why is it so cheap? And he is 100% right. And I kept getting this feedback again and again from our clients, which is why we raised the price. And I think over the space of the next year or so, we'll be continuing to raise the price because what we have is a product. And especially considering we are the market leaders, we're the best at what we do. You know, you have to increase your prices when you're constantly getting that feedback from your own clients and your own customers. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this week in the life. And I will see you in the next one.